From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley warned Wednesday that North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile launch brings the world closer to war, not further from it. She told an emergency meeting of the U.N. Security Council late Wednesday, "We have never sought war with North Korea, and still, today, we do not seek it." But she warned that if there is war, it will be because of continued acts of aggression like the missile launch. She also said, "And if war comes, make no mistake, the North Korean regime will be utterly destroyed." She called on UN members to cut ties with North Korea. She said all countries should sever diplomatic relations with North Korea and limit military, scientific, technical, or commercial cooperation. She said President Trump told Chinese President Xi Jinping in a phone call earlier in the day that the time has come for Beijing to cut off all oil exports to North Korea. Suspected militants attacked worshippers outside a Shiite Muslim mosque, killing at least one person and wounding four others late Wednesday in the Pakistani capital. Police said four gunmen arrived on motorbikes at the mosque in Islamabad's I-8 residential sector and opened fire on worshippers as they came out after evening prayers. Members of the minority Shiite community took to the streets to protest the violence and the government.
Afterward, he spoke to reporters.
Citizens, none of us should ever be an animator on Constitution. Whilst I'm elated and excited at the result, I am saddened that this is what we have to go through for freedoms and rights in our own nation. One does hope that as our country changes and begins to move forward, that things like this should never, ever be allowed to happen to the citizens of this nation.
Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says Wednesday's ruling puts the new government on notice. However, Mawarire's legal troubles are not over yet. He faces another charge of subversion following his arrest in September of this year after he called for more anti-government protests. The date has not been set for that trial. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
President Trump has retweeted three inflammatory anti-Muslim videos that were posted on Twitter by a far-right British politician, sparking widespread condemnation, repudiation, and fears of a backlash against Muslim Americans. A White House spokesman said he did not know how Trump had found the videos online, but one of them had previously been retweeted by a conservative talk show host whom the president admires. Two Americans are being held in a prison in Thailand for taking a nude butt selfie in front of a renowned Buddhist temple. The two men from San Diego, California, each in their late 30s, were arrested earlier this week at an airport in the capital, Bangkok. A local police chief said the two American citizens have admitted taking the picture. It was posted on the pair's popular travel Instagram account, @traveling_butts, which follow their adventures and bare bottoms at famous locales all over the world. The account had more than 14,000 followers, but on Wednesday it had been deleted. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.